This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be a careful shopper, you might have noticed beef prices are on the rise, near all-time highs, in fact. So we did what we do when we have questions about cows and beef and that whole industry. We placed a call out to Rolla, Missouri, and the cattle rancher we know out there. Ken Lennox is his name. Mr. Lennox, how are you, sir?
Well, we're doing fine here in Missouri.
Good. Glad to hear it. You know, it seems to me every time I talk to you, Mr. Lennox, the first thing I ask you is how's the weather? But I'm obliged to do that today because, boy, it's cold outside.
Well, today is the best day we've had in several days. It was down to 12, 14 below there for a couple of days. So it's cold, but we're getting around in good shape.
What does one do with cattle when it's that cold? Because you can't put them all in a barn, right?
Worst place you can put them is in a barn.
How come?
Well, they get to sweating a little bit if there's no draft or anything, and then they go outside, and that's when you get pneumonia.
Oh.
You want to have shelter for them, you know, windbreaks. I've got windbreaks in every pasture, and that's better for them than a barn.
Do you worry about them dying in this kind of weather? You must.
No, as long as you can get to them or make them come to you and get some hay in them, they'll dry off, they'll get rid of the snow pack and stuff like that, and do fine. And water, you got to have water for them, chop ice or running water or something.
So you are out there chopping ice and hand-feeding these cattle? Because I imagine they can't feed on the grass that's out there, right? That's all frozen.
That's correct. We're hauling about 16, 17 bales a day. Each bale weighs about 1,000 pounds and worth somewhere around $60. Mm. So snows like this is an expensive snow.
Yeah, I bet. Is this going to hurt you at all come springtime, or is this just one of those things where you'll get through it and you know, eventually it'll all be all right?
You said it. Huh. Yeah, this is just a bump.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. How many cattle do you run? How many head?
Well, 300 to 350 mamas. But then they all have babies, and you got the replacement heifers, so you may have 700 to 800 on hand sometimes.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, Mr. Lennox, besides finding out how the cattle are doing, is because of the reports we've been seeing about rising cattle prices, rising beef prices. Are you seeing that? Are you getting more for your head when you take them to the market?
Well, that's a good thing
my standpoint. I bet, yeah.
Yes. I don't have any to sell right now. We have a bull get in trouble. I sold one of them the other day.
Wait. How does a bull get in trouble?
Well, he had trouble with his working parts. And anyway, he had to go to town. He was no longer going to be able to breed.
Uh-huh.
The main sale is in the last of May or first part of June when we sell the 600-pound calves off their mother.
And are you hopeful you're going to get good prices?
I'm hopeful, and it looks like we've got a good year this year, and next year should be good. Two or three years looking down the road, we're going to have to build back numbers, and that's a slow process in cattle.
Yeah,
you can build numbers real quick with chickens, hogs, you know, and other things.
Since you mentioned it, do you worry about chicken and hogs, I guess pork meat, as competitors for beef?
Yes, I do.
I bet.
That's... pork and chicken. Chicken is climbing all the time. You know, it's cheaper. It's easier to create a pound of chicken than it is a pound of beef, and you can do it, you know, at lightning speed almost.
Huh. All right, well, that's a topic for another time. Ken Lennox, he's our cattle rancher out in Rolla, Missouri. Take care of yourself, sir, and stay warm, huh?
Thank you.